Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September the 2nd, 2015. It's a Wednesday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 85 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about how to use so and neither when you want to show agreement. Neither can also be pronounced neither. Remember that. I'm not going to be explaining the pronunciation and talking about where it's pronounced like this or like that. Maybe this is for a different episode when I talk about pronunciation. But I'm going to be giving you, I hope to be giving you some examples of how to use so and neither. At least five or six different verb tenses, different examples and some different contexts as well. So before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list in case you want to receive a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or even Podomatic. You can follow us on Twitter and you can like our page on Facebook. Please, you can also, I forgot to say, you can also send messages to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or comments or, you know, future episodes and stuff like that. So please contact us if you have any suggestions or comments, and I hope you keep listening and learning some English. So, the difference between using so and neither is basically we use so when we want to agree to an affirmative statement. That is, if somebody says something, for instance, we went to the beach last weekend, and you want to say that you also went to the beach, but you don't want to repeat the whole sentence, we went to the beach too, or we went to the beach as well, you could say, so did I, or so did we. So basically we use so plus auxiliary verb, in this case did, because the original sentence was in the past. The original sentence was, we went to the beach last weekend. And then if you want to agree, if you want to show agreement, you should use so plus the auxiliary verb plus the subject pronoun, in this case, I, or it could be we or any other subject pronoun. So you could say, so did I, or so did we, or so did he, or so did my brother, whatever. This is an example in the past simple. So you see the auxiliary verb here is very important. Because you have to identify which auxiliary should be used in each particular case and then form your sentence. Another example would be, let's try the present simple now. Let's imagine that somebody says, I usually go to the supermarket on Fridays. And then you want to agree with that sentence, you will say, so do I, because in this case, so do I, because in this case, auxiliary verb should be do, as that's the auxiliary verb used for the present. And if you want to say that your sister does the same thing, you should use does, so does my sister in this case. Another way of showing agreement is when we have a negative sentence, and that's when we use neither. So if somebody says to you, I don't like pizza, you could say, neither do I. In this case, we are using neither. and we are using the auxiliary verb, the original sentence was in the present, then we're using do again, and then the subject pronoun. If you have a negative sentence in the future, I will not travel anywhere this year, you could say, neither will I. So I will not, or I won't. I won't travel anywhere this year. You could say, neither will I. Why will? Because will is the auxiliary verb, or the modal auxiliary, to be used here when we want to refer to the future. If I have a sentence in the present continuous, for example, let's say your friend looks at you and says, I'm thinking about buying a new car. You also have this in mind, then you could say, so am I. In this case, we're just using verb to be, because the verb to be functions as the auxiliary verb here. So your friend said, I'm thinking about buying a new car, and then you said, so am I. If the sentence was in the negative form, I'm not thinking about buying a new car right now, you could agree by using neither. Neither am I. So you're not thinking about buying the car. That's the reason why when we want to another way of showing agreement is using either at the end for negative sentences. So then you repeat the sentence. I'm not thinking about buying a car either. But then you have the negative. You keep the negative if you want to repeat the whole sentence. But this is this is a good topic for another episode, for a future episode. Let me give you one or two more examples before I finish. Another way then is when we have the present perfect. So let's think about a sentence with the present perfect. Let's imagine your friend looks at you and tells you, I've been thinking about moving to Canada. And you also share the same feeling. You can look at him and say, so have I. So I've been thinking about moving to Canada. So have I. If the sentence comes in the negative form, I haven't been running that often lately, you could say, neither have I. So in this case, using neither because the original sentence is in the negative form. So again, just a quick recap. We use either so or neither plus auxiliary verb plus whatever subject pronoun to show agreement whenever you are in the middle of a conversation and you agree with what the person has just said. This is it. I hope you're all learning something. Keep listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye!